Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Wednesday, August 5th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. No injuries to report because the Niners didn't have practice yesterday, which is pretty much the only way the Niners avoid injury at this point. But we did get a little bit of news because the details of Deebo Samuel's contract were released. Now remember, I told you when the deal was announced as up to $7 million that it was going to be very team friendly. And surprise, surprise, I was right. Deebo will make a base salary of just $3.27 million this year, and he got a signing bonus of just under $500,000. The rest of the deal is heavily incentive based, and here's how they break down. He'll get a $20,000 per game roster bonus. He'll get a $200,000 bonus if his combined rushing and receiving yards are at least 600 on the season. He gets $450,000 if he achieves 803 scrimmage yards or more. Deebo will also make an additional $200,000 if he scores at least 5 touchdowns in the regular season. If he scores 7 or more touchdowns, he'll receive a $450,000 bonus. He'll also get a $250,000 bonus if he ranks 10th or better in average yards per kick return, and he'll make a $250,000 bonus if he plays at least 68% of the Niners' offensive snaps, and all of those incentives are doubled if the 49ers also reach the playoffs. And finally, Deebo would earn $100,000 if he makes the Pro Bowl as a starter or a backup on the initial ballot. I know it's kind of confusing. Basically, it boils down to this. 54% of the contract is guaranteed. The rest he is going to have to earn on the field for the Niners, which is exactly how it should be at this point in Deebo's career. Other housekeeping news, the 49ers continue to add defensive linemen since they have about a half a dozen of those guys injured at this point. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reports the Niners are adding veteran edge rusher Obonaya Okoronkwo. The signing is a reunion with defensive coordinator Raheem Morris, who also coached Okoronkwo and the Rams in 2021. That year, he had 2 sacks in 13 regular season games. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Wednesday, Eric Branch spoke with a surgeon about what Ricky Pearsall faces now that he's going to have surgery to repair his PCL, and about whether the Niners made the right move by trying to rehab that knee without surgery this offseason. Very interesting, a little scary. If you want to read it, click the link in the description. One thing to watch. The Niners will be back at practice again today, and interim head coach Chris Forster will be back at the podium as well as players. Hopefully we get some positive injury news by then. One thing you might have missed, the Rams' plans for week 1 have been revealed. According to Dan Graziano, they are going to fly in and land in Australia the day before the game, and then they are going to hightail it out of town immediately afterwards. Apparently, they think that's the best way to avoid major jet lag. Land as close to the game as possible, get through on adrenaline, and then get the hell out of Dodge. The Niners, for what it's worth, are taking the complete opposite approach. They're going to go in a week before the game, take the time, adjust to the time difference, and then fly out afterwards. I have no idea who's right. It is fascinating to see the different approaches. I hope for San Francisco's sake, they end up on top. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Also, sign up for our brand new newsletter. It comes out every Saturday morning. It is 100% free. There is a link in the description. Make sure to go ahead and sign up for that. Enjoy your Wednesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Why should you get the first class?
Elaine, have you ever flown first class?
No.
All right, then. See, you won't know what you're missing. I've flown first class, Elaine. I can't go back to coach. I can't. I won't.
All right, fine. I don't care. The plane crashes. Everybody in first class is going to die anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll live.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.
Are you ready, kids? The SpongeBob SquarePants merchandise is here. And we're talking officially licensed, as seen on apparel and products at the official Paramount shop. Featuring inclusive sizing and gear for fans of all ages. From premium apparel to must-have accessories, head to ParamountShop.com/SpongeBob and use code PODCAST20 to get 20% off. That's PODCAST20 at ParamountShop.com/SpongeBob. Don't be a Squidward. Grab your gear today.